This is KUTX 98.9, Lori Gallardo in my favorite place, Studio 1A. And I am particularly thrilled about this afternoon's guests because, as I always say, it's really exciting to check out one of my favorite Austin-based artists and see how they've evolved as an artist throughout the years. And this is certainly one of those outstanding examples. A new release is out, a new EP, as a matter of fact, Unrecognizable, that's officially coming out Friday. The release show is coming up at Cheer Up Charlie's. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Daniel Francis Doyle and the Dreams. Daniel Francis Doyle and the Dreams. In Studio 1A, you just heard Move My Body. The name of the new EP is unrecognizable. And of course, featuring Daniel Francis Doyle working the guitar and on vocals, we have Luis Martinez on drums and Nimir Naim on synth. Daniel, it has been a while, my friend.
Yeah, it has.
Laurie, once again, stating the obvious.
And thanks for having us.
But you know what? I'm thrilled to have you here. I've been waiting. I've been counting down the days. I'm like, all right, this is finally happening.
We were all excited about it. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. And very stoked about the EP. I am enjoying what I've been hearing and listening on repeat, I must add. And this is coming out on Self Sabotage Records, correct?
That's right.
Okay. So kind of digging through my history and a couple of previous recordings that I've had. I'm going to geek out, please. Forgive me. But, you know, I'm pretty excited. Again, like I've said before, just seeing a natural evolution. I really don't like it when people expect a certain set of somethings. Mm-hmm. And to me, you've always represented this, well, I'll give you this right now, and then I'm going to make a 90-degree turn and go over here.
Sure.
So, I don't know, that's pretty thrilling. What kind of changes do you recognize in yourself?
Oh, well, the big change is
musically.
Starting the Dreams with Namir and Luis.
Awesome.
About 5 years ago.
Yeah, so that was 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was, okay. Believe it or not. And making up all the material together as a band, just naturally changed how everything goes, and it's been for the best, and we've been constantly, I don't know, attempting to try new things.
Yeah, just going from there.
Yeah.
Because I'm so used to seeing you behind the drum set.
Yeah, I used to be, and I still do this from time to time, where I record guitar loops live and play drums along with them and just perform under my name. And I still do that. And
Yeah.
Lucky enough to get to play with Luis and Namir as well.
That's awesome. And everyone, when I brought up your performance coming up in Studio 1A, everyone kept reminding me about a release that came out in 2006, okay? Who are your customers?
Oh, yeah.
and that's awesome. That's great. That's fine. But I thought your first recording came out a year before that.
Yeah. Sings Blues and E.
Yeah. Okay, so I wasn't... Okay, just making sure.
That was a CDR release. CDR burns and paperfold.
And paperfold.
Covers, yeah.
Well, my favorite. I save those.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
But, you know, okay, fangirl. Having the fangirl moment. But, you know, it was just... It's been one of those adventures that I enjoy because, yeah, you don't know what to expect. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
And the EP is officially coming out Friday.
On Friday, yes.
Is the show on Saturday?
And the show's on Saturday.
Saturday at Cheer Up Charlie's.
A really great lineup.
That is a great lineup, yeah. And you're sharing, it's like a double release,
yeah,
along with Hygiene. So Hygiene's got their album coming out.
They do.
And you're releasing the EP on cassette. What led to that decision?
Oh, that was the label's idea.
Really?
I think people are enjoying the cassette format these days.
For sure.
And I'm fine with it. I feel like all you really need is the digital release and then whatever physical thing that serves as a extra. That's, and it happens to be a cassette this time around.
Extra treasure right there.
Uh-huh. It fits in your pocket.
It fits in your pocket or your satchel or whatever you happen to carry around. We have Daniel Francis Doyle and the Dreams in Studio 1A. And yes, the release show is this Saturday at Cheer Up Charlie's. It's a double release show of sorts, along with Hygiene. And of course, Hidden Ritual and Jana Horn are also on the bill. So please make it a point to head out there this Saturday. And Daniel, I think I've got time for one more.
For one more song, okay.
Yes.
This is the single off the upcoming release called I Had to Do It.
One, two, three, four. I had to do it. I had to do it. I had to do it. It felt so sick to relive. Loving someone for just a bit, but I had to do it, and I regret running before you were gone, but making each moment last too long. I had to do it, I had to do it, I had to do it, I had to do it. Before I forget, please don't be upset. Tell yourself that you had a calling. I know I had to do it. Uh-huh. You made it worse when you came around. You always caught me on my way down. And you played those fast games. I left so ashamed. I had to do it. I had to do it. I had to do it. You had that gift. You knew how to make me want to die. You left at everything that crushed me with a look in your eye. You still have that gift. You know how to make me want to die. You leave everything that crushed me with a blink of your eye. To relive, feeling anxious for someone every minute, but I do it.
And I can't help it. KUTX 98.9, Daniel Francis Doyle and the Dreams in Studio 1A. You just heard I Had to Do It. I Had to Do It from the EP Unrecognizable. Go to the release show Saturday night at Cheer Up Charlie's. It's Cheer Up Charlie's on Red River. And also on the bill, Hygiene, Hidden Ritual, and Jana Horn. Daniel, you're absolutely right. That's an awesome lineup. Looking forward to that. And thank you for playing this afternoon. Big giant thank yous to everyone, of course, Daniel, Luis, Namir. Thank you all so much for being here this afternoon. Really enjoyed it. And please make more albums or EPs or, you know, whatever you feel. Please
digital
continue.
Releases.
Yeah, digital releases, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
But thank you, seriously.
Thank you.
Some more thank yous are in order, if I may. Of course, we gotta send the big shout-outs to our KUTX multimedia crew, led this afternoon by Julia Reese and assisted by Precious Parker. And I did see Jorge Sanhueso Lion running around as well. It's because of all their hard work. You get to see these exclusive Studio 1A performances at our website, KUTX.org, and at viewhouse.com. Thanks to our Studio 1A producer, Deidre Gott, for getting all the cool bands in Studio 1A. Assisted this afternoon by Taylor Wallace. Thank you so much for all your help, Taylor. And of course, our studio engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. It's because of them, everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.